An explosion this evening in downtown Tel Aviv is apparently the work of a suicide bomber. At least 4 people have been killed. Dozens of people were injured. There are conflicting reports about who was responsible. News reports say the Palestinian militant group known as Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility for the attack, but a leader of the group said it was continuing to honor a recently negotiated ceasefire. Joining us now is NPR's Julie McCarthy in Tel Aviv. Julie, what can you tell us more about the bombing?
Well, I'm sitting here in front of the club that was the site of the bombing. You have this familiar tableau. There's lots of police and many onlookers who have come around. This it seems to have been a very powerful blast that the suicide bomber set off. Windows from a restaurant across the street have been completely shattered. Patrons inside that restaurant were injured. An eyewitness who was standing near the people who were queuing up to get into the club, which is what they do on a Friday night, a very popular thing for young people here in Tel Aviv to do, described a huge explosion, a tremendous explosion, what he called it, and people falling to the ground. In fact, he said one woman had died in his arms. So tonight you had the break, a very, very serious break of what has been the de facto truce that has been holding for several weeks between the militant factions of on the Palestinian side, who had said that they were willing to abide by a quiet unless they saw Israel break it. And tonight you have conflicting reports on who exactly is behind this.
Well, what more can you tell us about those conflicting reports?
Well, the Israeli media is reporting that the militant group Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility for this attack. However, the spokesman of that group in Gaza said no, it wasn't the case. They had been committed to the ceasefire, the Hudna as it's called, and they were not responsible. The Palestinian authority officials were saying anonymously that there was a chance that the Hezbollah may have been somehow involved in this attack. Out of Lebanon, you had Hezbollah denying that. So tonight there is confusion about who exactly is behind this. But again, this comes at an extremely sensitive time, a very delicate moment where both sides were pushing gingerly this process forward to try to get the political questions back on track. But first, the security issue needed to be stabilized. And tonight, the security issue has been pretty seriously destabilized from the Israeli point of view.
Well, with that destabilization, have you heard anything from either Israeli or Palestinian leaders?
Well, yes. In fact, Ariel Sharon, the prime minister, and the defense minister, Mr. Mofaz, met tonight. Some pretty strong language saying that basically pointing the finger at the Palestinian Authority for not directly going after the militant groups to bring down what they term the terror organizations. And basically tough talk saying that they won't wait for it to be drawn down. They need to deal with it themselves, and that Israeli citizens will not be sacrificed in the bargain.
Israeli authorities face a decision now whether to take military action or hold off. Any news on that, Julie?
Well, we don't have news on that, but there's interesting opinions coming out of the people here who were witnesses to this. In fact, one of the restaurateurs whose restaurant was destroyed said he hoped that his government wouldn't move very strongly because
thank
they
you.
Thought there was this chance.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Tel Aviv, Israel.